Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake, died peacefully Friday at her home. Gravesite services will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Shirley A. Anderson, age 94, of Green Lake. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center, died August 17th at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Basswood Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 1 until the time of service at 3. Judith Farabee, 87, of Richland Center. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel, died Sunday at his home. Private family funeral services will be held tomorrow at the Boscobel Cemetery in Boscobel. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Larry D. Davidson, age 52, of Boscobel. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held Saturday from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Saturday from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as the result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Austin McAuliffe and Dylan Moen had a daughter, Layla Rose.